people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Everybody, I'm going to jump right in today because I want to talk about something that I have been doing lately to reduce stress. Let me look real quick. I didn't want to miss Pam. Pamela Jane O'Connor says, my daughter sent a card that said it takes a strong mom to be a dad too. Wow, what a cool card. Very, very cool. So I want to talk with you about your sympathetic and your parasympathetic nervous systems and how they react and interact. You know that time when you've been on vacation long enough, right? It's not when you first get there. My ex-wife and I used to like to go to Sandals in Jamaica because everything was just totally taken care of for you. We would even hire a butler. And it was like, what would you need a butler for? It was great. I mean, when you're going somewhere, they would literally get there, have your drinks on the table or escort you. And it said anything you needed or wanted, you wanted something carried back to the room, it was cool. So I really enjoyed that. And what I noticed was when I got there, it still took me several days to fully relax. It took me several days, if not a week sometimes. You can relate to that, right? I think that's true for all of us. When we go on vacation, there is this period of adjustment where we're like this. The term that I used yesterday when talking with someone is you feel like a wasp in a bottle, just buzzing around, trying to find your way out, or a fly, whatever, pick your insect. But you're trapped inside this bottle. You want to get out, you want to get out, you want to get out. Finally, you go on vacation, and somehow you're out, you're free, you're calm, you're not buzzing. And the interesting thing is we always tend to have this feeling, don't we? Like, okay, and I'm going to feel this way the whole time when I get back from vacation. And when you get back from vacation, for the first, I don't know, hopefully day two, three, maybe a week, you do indeed feel much less stressed. What has happened is that you have moved from your sympathetic nervous system, which is all about survival, fight, flight, which even business and life today is set to keep us in that fight or flight mode. You're in your sympathetic fight or flight mode. I was looking at Reddit this morning, and I like Reddit because there's often just pictures of kittens and puppies and things like that as much as anything. And as I was looking at it, I still noticed the fear-based journalism, I guess is what I would call it. Fear-based journalism, which some would almost say is redundant, even in some positive stories in Reddit, just because people know that fear sells. So if you think about it, we talked about this a few weeks ago, fear sells. Fear gets you riled up. Fear gets you feeling uncertain. Fear gets you motivated to do something, buy something, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we're in a society that drives us to be afraid. Our jobs are there to somewhat drive us to be afraid because we're afraid that if we don't do our jobs well, that we're not going to be able to sustain our lifestyle or even live sometimes. And so we go on vacation and we move from this sympathetic nervous system to if we don't do work while we're on vacation, which is almost impossible nowadays because of emails, we think, oh, I'll be ahead when I get back. We stay in this fight or flight mode. The breathing range for fight or flight mode, if your breathing range entirely is this way, okay? So imagine completely empty lungs, completely full lungs. It's in this range right here. You don't realize it, and it may be more like, but you are indeed breathing like that. This is one of the reasons that exercise is so good, because what exercise does, if you really get yourself up to where you are breathing deeply and heavily, you are trying to exhale as much as inhale. I once heard that it is the CO2 in your lungs. I'm sorry, I see something in the bay. Okay, I'm sure it's bobbing regularly. My apologies. I'm wearing reading glasses, and we've had a drowning out off our place, and someone also almost drowned from hitting their jet ski into another jet ski, and I see something. I do see what it is. It's a person swimming out in the middle of the bay, which is... Anyway, I wanted to be conscious of that. My apologies to you. Swimming. There you go. There's exercise. CO2. Thank you very much, David, for catching me back up to where I was. CO2 builds up in our bloodstream, and we really need to exhale it, is what I have learned. The reason you're after you exhale is to get the CO2 out. Now, from what I've understood in some of the things I've read, we never quite fully exhale that CO2, so we trick our bodies to staying in the fight or flight mode. And the fastest, the best way to get our way out of fight or flight is to consciously do certain things with our breath. I've practiced all different types of meditation for many, many years, and I meditate almost every day. I would say it's a 99.8%. And lately, one of the things that I've decided to do is to do this three-step breathing, which I've shared with some of you before, but I'm going to share it with you today, and I want you to bookmark this video so that you can come back and do this with me. It's based on the yoga three-step breathing. I originally actually learned this from Tony Robbins. And if you truly, truly practice it, I guarantee you it will get you out of fight or flight mode. So we're going to do this today. Today is a participatory one. This is like in Romper Room. She would say, go get the toys and we're all going to play. This is where we all... Exactly. We're going to reoxygenate the bloodstream. The thing is, our thoughts create fear. Fear then keeps us breathing like this. We want to, and we think we can, change our thoughts. That's not easy to do. That comes as part of meditation, but then we need to proactively focus our thoughts on things that are good, things that we are grateful for, etc. But if we are already in fight or flight mode, it is almost difficult because the body triggers the mind triggers the body. We're going to talk more and more about this over the next couple of days, but each triggers the other. So we can concentrate and think, I'm going to think happy thoughts and then I'm going to relax, et cetera, puppies and kittens and rainbows and sunshine. Still have to do my taxes. What if I don't get this done right? Right? So it's kind of like the complaint-free concept. Rather than changing your world, change what comes out of your mouth and you'll see your world differently. So in this case, instead of trying to change your mind so that you calm your breathing, which fires off neuroreceptors in your brain and actually causes you to relax. So we're going to do this. We're actually going to do this process this morning. And what you want to do is you're going to inhale to a count of 10. When you inhale, you are going to consciously push your belly out, okay? It's like you've got two balloons, one in your chest, one in your belly. First thing you want to do is inhale until you actually just absolutely inflate that belly, inflate it, and push it like you're a turkey and that you're trying to get that timer out, okay? And you do that for a count of 10. You then pull your stomach in such that you inflate your chest, which you will feel if you do this over time. It's almost like getting an internal chiropractic adjustment. It loosens the fascia in your chest and your rib cage and in your back. This will literally make it easier for you to breathe deeply and to exhale fully. The challenge is, because you don't do this on a regular basis to the extent that you might, it's like think of the balloon, right? First time you blow up a balloon, it's hard. And then if you let all the air out, the next time it's easier. And you let all the air out, the next time it's easier. And over time, yours is that little balloon that you have not inflated. So you inhale, breathing and being. Thank you very much. You inhale and you push, 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 push your belly out. We're going to do this. Don't do it yet till I fully explain it. Then you're going to inflate your chest. There's no additional inhaling here. All you're doing is sucking your gut in, which causes your this is diaphragmatic breathing. Inflate your lungs. And then you hold that for a count of 30. You should never do this when you're driving. And if you struggle with this, don't do 30, do 15 or whatever, modify. And then the big key is to exhale to a count of 20. Now, I've struggled with that because after you've held your breath for a very, very, very long time, which we've done, about 30, 40 seconds, which is a long time for a lot of people, how do you then, because you feel like you just want to go whoa, whoa, and get it out. And still I feel that way. Each breath I feel better. But what I've discovered is this trick, I think it was Marsha Linehan came up with, called blowing up birthday candles. Instead of, yes, you want to exhale through your mouth, but imagine that you are concentrating it in such a way that you are trying to blow out a birthday cake that's a cup with all 61 candles for me. All right. I've described this in detail. If you need more information, back it up. We're going to actually do it wherever you are. And I'm only going to do three breaths because they're going to take a minute. They really are. Three breaths. All right. So I'm going to remind you one more time. Inhale to a count of 10 till you cannot take in any more breath. Pushing your belly out. I'm pushing it out when I do it, like I'm trying to reach the table from here. Then I just pull my stomach in, which inflates my chest. I hold for a count of 30, and then I blow out birthday candles for 20. All right, here we go. Just match my cadence, and you'll be able to tell by how I count. And am I doing it 20 seconds, 10 seconds? No. Do I tend to get them regular? No. I tend to do it a little this way and a little that way. The point is to do it. Here we go. Stomach out as you inhale. 10. 10. Stomach in, chest out. Now just take a deep, normal breath. Just breathe normally. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel more relaxed? Chances are you do. Don't type. Just ask yourself. I do. Right? We're going to do two more, like I said, just so you can see the compounding effect of doing this. Now, when I do this, I do five the way I've just shown you, and then I do one with my head all the way to my right ear to my right shoulder, two, my left ear to my left shoulder, three, my head all the way back. And four, dropping my head all the way down. And then I do one more without doing my head in any direction so that I reach 10, which is a nice round number. So here we go. Notice if you're feeling any stress right now, and we're going to do it again. Again, I'm going to remind you, it's inhale and push your belly out to a count of 10. After 10, inflate your chest to a count of 30. Blow out birthday candles for a count of 20. Here we go. Chest. Birthday candles. Go straight into one more deep inhale. Belly out. Chest out. Do you notice a difference? Now is an opportunity for you to type how this has been for you, because we're about to reach our time here. And since I said reach our time here, it's your opportunity to click share. I always wonder who's going to be the first to share and to type share. So how was that for you? How did you experience that? Now get yourself to do it 10 times. If you get yourself to do it 10 times, it will totally change your state. Totally change your state. This is a combination of many, many, many breathing techniques that I've learned, and I didn't come up with any of them. I'm just, the birthday candle thing I've noticed for myself, like I said, I'll go, and I'll think my lungs are out. If I'm thinking about blowing out candles on my birthday cake, there's always more, and you want to constrict that diaphragm. Because the interesting thing is that you will find yourself breathing easier once you do this. Remember that analogy of blowing up a balloon several times, and that by the seventh or eighth time, it's super easy and it's kind of slack and relaxed? The same is true for your lungs. When you get in fight or flight mode, what do? You tighten up in here. I do. So this helps me enormously, and I've made this an absolute. This is the first part of my meditation every morning. I do this breathing, which takes about 10 minutes. And then I move on to my other meditation, which I've got a few that I do. I see a whole bunch of you have made some comments. Michelle Bland says, wow, yeah, isn't it amazing? Absolutely amazing. First time I learned that. Now, I got to tell you something. This is so amazing and so easy, you're probably not going to do it. Let me say that again. It's so amazing and so easy, you're probably not going to do it. There's something about human nature when we discover something that's really easy and really great, something that will help us, that we just go, well, I got that if I ever need it. And rather than doing it to keep ourselves calm, we think I'm going to use it someday when I'm really, really stressed. The idea is to lower your overall stress level so that you have fewer of those incidences of being upset. Because honestly, when you're full tilt off, ticked off, upset, it's hard to get yourself to sit down and do this. It's very valuable, but it's difficult. Therese says, I've got a lot of people around me right now thinking I'm a total weirdo, just saying, but I feel good. That doesn't matter what they think, matters how you feel. Greg says, shared, much needed stress relief, says Kathy. Good. Remember, this is available for you every day. Brendan Burchard, who's a great writer and influencer, he has this thing that he will only work 50 minutes an hour. He says he treats himself like a psychotherapist. The last 10 minutes are his. And one of the things he does is Qigong. He does tapping. He does things like that. I'm working to get myself to do this. My ego pushes me and says, oh, just catch up. Just do the next thing and then we can relax. But what I find is that that just keeps me buzzed. And the other thing is, and I'm not buzzed in the way you're thinking. The other thing is that, what was I going to say? Keeping you buzzed. Oh, you become less effective. If you're stressed, you're just simply less effective. You actually are investing in yourself. David has shared. Michelle says, going to do it, not just keep it in my arsenal. Awesome. Great. Practicing this technique makes it easier to do. Yeah, you are what you repeatedly do, said Aristotle. Excellence, he said, is therefore a habit. So you want to, this is what you want. Greg says, can you do this laying on your back? Absolutely, you can. Chances you may fall asleep. You don't want that to happen. You can do it on your back. I recommend if you're going to do it on your back, do it on the floor. Put a towel down or a yoga mat. That's what I like to do. It's a great opportunity to relieve, to just stretch my back out. You do have this opportunity for yourself available every single day. Make sure that you take advantage of it. And remember now, you can get a complaint-free bracelet. Take the complaint-free challenge, get 9 videos, you get an ebook, and all you have to do, and you get a complaint-free bracelet. All you have to do is pay $1 shipping and handling. This is for a limited time over only. Go to acomplaintfreeworld.org. Invite your friends and family to take the complaint-free challenge and invest only $1. To get all that support. David says, focus and repeat. Ed says, I just 6 breaths while lying down. Good for you, Ed. Awesome. Thanks, everybody, for joining me. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Make it a great day. And remember, take time out to relax. You're not going to ever get done, and then you'll just relax. Relax as you go along, and you'll feel better. You'll be more energetic. You'll end the day happier, and you'll get more accomplished. Take care. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.